In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you. Are you remembering what we said yesterday, that you are precious in the sight of God? You are precious? Yes, Jesus is the one who gave himself for you so that you would know that you are the pearl of great price. You are the treasure in the field. Oh, yes, this is so important that we know who we are in Jesus Christ. You see, my standing is not alone. I am Father Tom in Jesus Christ. That's who I am. I am in him, and he is in me by the grace of the living God. How we need to know that Jesus Christ is in us and we are in him. I'm reading from Isaiah 43, verse 13. I am God, and also henceforth I am he. There is no one who can deliver from my hand. I told you that yesterday. Jesus said, no one can pluck you out of the Father's hand. No one. I work, and who can hinder it? I tell you, he's been working on you for a long time. But he needs our yes. He needs our surrender. He needs our life, that we would give ourselves to Jesus. Oh, yes, that we would stand under the cross and be washed with his precious blood. Oh, yes. Chapter 43, verse 18. Do not remember the former things. What are the former things? He delivered them out of Egypt. He went through the Red Sea. These, he tells us, do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do not perceive. We need the Lord to do a new thing. We need it in this world that is absolutely antichrist. We need that God would do a new thing, that there would be a move of God that only God can do. And I tell you, when there is a move of God, you do not have to tell people. The people tell people, and the church gets completely filled. We need a move of God. We need that God would do something that only God can do. We need that. Father, we need that in Jesus' name. Please, God, give us that need that you're doing a new thing. Doing a new thing. The new thing is in Jesus. The new thing is in Jesus, yes. I am about to do a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness. I will make a way in the wilderness. And rivers are going to be in the desert. The wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I give drink to my chosen people. You see, water in the Holy Land is life. They don't have too much water. When it's not raining, they pray that God would send the grace of God, and the grace of God is rain. Oh, yes, water in the midst of where you live. How we need living water. Jesus said to the woman of Samaria, if you had asked me, I would have given you living water. Oh, Jesus, give us the living water of your Holy Spirit. Give us the living water of your Holy Spirit. And just remember what happened to that woman in Samaria. She said, they're saying that there is someone coming, the Jews are saying, who will be the Messiah. And Jesus looks right at her and says, I, whom you are speaking with, I am he. I am the Messiah. Oh, yes, he is the Messiah. There is no other Messiah but the Lord Jesus Christ. I will make a way in the desert and in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, and the wild animals will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, and I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I have formed for myself, so that they might declare my praise. Do you know that water is precious? Do you know that water is precious? That we in the United States have water at our fingertips? We just go to the tap and open it up and we get water? It's not so in other places. It's not so in many places in Africa. It's not so in many places in China. But I tell you, we are blessed with water. And God uses water to bring us into the body of Christ through baptism, through faith and baptism. Oh, yes, faith and baptism. 43:25. I am he who blots out your transgressions for my own sake, and I will not remember your sins. You people that are scrupulous, go to confession once and know that God does not remember your sins, and he clears you of all transgressions. How? Through the blood that he shed on the cross. Oh, yes. Through the ministry of the church. Yes. How we need to know that he doesn't remember our sins or our transgressions. Do you know that today? And I will not remember your sins. Chapter 44 of Isaiah. But now, hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you, who formed you in the womb, and he will help you. He formed you in the womb. He formed me in the womb. No one formed in the womb is a mistake. People say, well, that one's a mistake. No, there are no mistakes in God. He wanted you to be, and that's why you are. But he wants you to give glory to Jesus and to the Heavenly Father in the power of the Spirit. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant. Do not fear. So many times the Bible tells us, do not fear. I had someone yesterday who wanted me to pray for her, who had anxiety. And the only thing I could do was say, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Let not your heart be troubled. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let not your heart be troubled. The wild animals will honor me, and the jackals and the ostriches, for I give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert, life in the wilderness, life in the desert. Water equals life. I give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I turned, whom I formed for myself. Do you know that you were formed for him? You were formed for the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you know that? You say, I never met the man. I remember a sister, Sister Josephine. She's with God now. I remember giving her the Life in the Spirit seminar. And at the end of it, she said, I never met the fellow. I said, Sister, you're a nun. You've prayed for hours. You've taught scriptures. You've taught Teresa of Avila. You taught John of the Cross. I don't know the fellow. Never met him. I said, well, let's meet him today. And we prayed the sinner's prayer, and Jesus came into her heart. And she never could say again, I don't know the fellow. Oh, yes, this is real. This is real, that you can know God, that you can know Jesus, not know in your head, but know in your heart that you can know the Lord, know the Lord. The people I formed for myself, we have been formed for Jesus Christ, so that they might declare my praise. I am he, verse 25, who blots out your transgressions for my own sake. He blots out our sins and transgressions for his own sake. He wants children that are clean in their hearts, and I will not remember your sins. Now, if God says that, why are you remembering your sins? God says, I will not remember your sins. Once you confess them, they're as far as the east is from the west. You say, yeah, but I'm sensitive. Sensitive to who? To God or to the devil? The devil brings up the sins of the past. The devil does it. I'll never forget the young man that I met when I was a seminarian. I've told you the story. He needed a ride, and I gave him a ride. And he was fishing in a bag, and I was thinking, he's got a gun in there. I was scared. But ultimately, we stopped at a restaurant, and we prayed that he would come to know Jesus, that Jesus would enter into his heart. He told me that the reason why he was sad is that he hit a little girl with the school bus. That's what I was feeling. He hit a child and killed the child with the school bus, and that's the only thing he could remember. He did not remember anything else but the school bus hitting that child, and it wasn't even his fault. It's time for us to look to heaven and know that God has forgiven our sins. Chapter 44. But now hear, O Jacob, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord, who made you, who formed you in the womb, and I will help you. I will help you. You do not have to go through the dark night of the soul alone. The Lord says, I will help you. Do you believe it, that he wants to help you? I'm going to tell you, there is, in Amos's chapter, I think it's 8, Amos 8, in the last days there would be a drought, not of water, not of food, but of the Word of God. I think we're living in those days. Not many people preach the Word of God, that Jesus Christ has died for us, that he was buried for us, and he rose from the dead for us. Not many people preach the Word of God. I don't understand it. When I was touched by God, the first thing I started to do was to proclaim to people that Jesus Christ was Lord. That was a grace. That was a grace, and that grace came through the baptism of the Spirit. Oh, yes. I have been proclaiming Jesus since 1968. I was ordained a priest in 1968. 79. Oh, yes, I have been proclaiming the Lord Jesus Christ because he is worthy to be proclaimed. Do not fear, O Jacob, my servant, Jeshurun, whom I have chosen, for I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry land. That's life. That's life. And streams in the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon your descendants. You've been praying for your children. God promises to pour out his spirit on your children. Maybe you're not going to be the one that witnesses to them, but if you continue to pray for them, they don't have a chance to come to know Jesus. They'll come to know Jesus. Maybe you're not the one to witness to them. You're the one to love them. Maybe God will use someone else, and I'm sure he will. I will give water in the wilderness, rivers in the desert. I give drink to my chosen people, the people whom I formed for myself. You have been formed for the Lord Jesus Christ. I have been formed for the Lord Jesus Christ. So that they may declare my praise. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We glorify you, Jesus. We glorify you that you knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. We glorify you, Jesus, that you do not count our sins against us. You have forgiven our transgressions and forgiven our sins in the blood that you shed on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Isaiah 44, verse 6. Thus says the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. Sounds like the Father and the Son. I am the first, and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. Jesus says the same thing in the book of Revelation. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Oh, yes. Jesus says the same thing. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid, for I have told you from of old and declared it. You are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? There is no other rock. I know not one. Do you know that today? That he is the rock on which we are built. The church is built on the rock of Christ. Christ is the head of the church. We are the members of the church. The Lord Jesus is the head of the church. Chapter 44, verse 21. Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I'm delighted to be your servant, Jesus. I'm delighted to be your servant. I am delighted that I am your servant. I want to do what you want me to do. I want to do how you call me to do things. I want to be what you want me to be. I want to go where you want me to go. Oh, yes, that's it. I belong to Jesus. Do you? Well, you can right now. Jesus, come into my heart. Forgive my sins. I repent of my sins. Fill me with love. You are my Savior and my Lord. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Amen. 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 I am the first and the last. Besides me, there is no God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who has announced from of old the things to come? Let them tell us what is yet to be. Do not fear or be afraid. Have I not told you from of old and declared it, that you are my witnesses? Is there any God besides me? No, there is no other rock. I know not one. Isaiah 21:21. Remember these things, O Jacob, and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have swept away your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like mist. He keeps on telling us that he's forgiven our sins. We have a sacrament that we go to, and we are confessing our sins to Jesus. The priest listens, and he absolves us. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Redeem means he bought us back. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Jacob. The Lord has redeemed you. How? Through the precious blood that fell on you at baptism and through faith. And right now, the precious blood that falls upon you right now. I tell you, we need to hear more about the blood. We need to hear more about the blood. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who by myself spread out the earth. As I said yesterday, the earth is so perfect. The movement of seasons, so perfect. Who did this? The Lord through his word. Oh, yes. There's no Big Bang. But the Lord formed this world. He formed hills. He formed valleys. He formed oceans. He formed animals. He formed the human race, the children of Adam and Eve, who would become the children of God. Do you know that today? Do you know that today? You are special in the sight of God. You are precious in the sight of God. There is only one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. God wants to pour out his blessings upon you. But he can only do that if you gave him your life. He wants to pour out your health on you. And today I want you to pray for Julie. Father, in the name of Jesus, deliver her from cancer. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God burn away all cancer in Jesus' name by the power of the blood. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Remember what God said, I am the first and I am the last. I am besides me, there is no other God. Who is like me? Let them proclaim it. Let them declare and set it forth before me. Who announced from of old the things that would be done? Only God. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.